Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. You're always lovely, and I promise I don't hate her. Katie Jane, how are you?
Hi, Crossy. I'm so glad to hear that you don't hate me.
No. I mean, since you released that song, Why Can't You Love Me? I'm feeling a bit called out here.
It was directed specifically at you because you're so mean to me on Monday Night Live.
You are certainly one of our regular ones that drop in to our thing. We always do love having you. In fact, I find myself, some of the comments you make are always interesting. I can't keep reading your comments, Katie.
You can't be showing favoritism, yeah. But I'm just so funny, so I don't know what you're going to do.
Well, I don't know, funny. You just know when you know the places to prod to get a reaction.
Yeah. I do find that sometimes you gloss over one of my comments. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're thinking I've had enough airtime, and I probably agree.
You are absolutely correct. It's even worse when it's like, oh, that's pretty clever. Sometimes I'll mention a comment, and it's associated with you, but I won't say your name. Because
you won't say my name. I know. I'm like, oh, my God, where's my credit? That was funny. No, I totally get it. I love being involved, but I also know that it can get a bit tiring always hearing someone's name.
Yeah. No. Anyway, we're fairly called out here as well. So how you been?
I've been good. It's funny because the last time we spoke, I think, was just COVID era. So it was like, how have you been? Was a very different conversation. But it's good to say I've been good. I've been planning a tour, so gigs are coming along and releasing new music. So I feel like I'm almost back to normal.
Now, you got a new song coming out in a week or so's time. Pre-orders will start today, but we'll talk about all that in a moment. What I want to talk about right now is that I follow you on social media, and you post a lot. You do lots of videos and lots of content, and I know I need to do more. I know I should be doing better at it, but I find it exhausting to try.
It is. It's very exhausting. Like, I've just spent the last week not posting anything because I had burnout. But the flip side is it's so rewarding, you know, when you create these communities and you have these communications with people and these conversations, it's really good. And so that's the reason, that's the only reason I stick with it. But yeah, sometimes it gets very tiring and you just need to have a break, and I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Beat yourself up on over it.
Yeah, you are very fan-focused though on what you do.
It's the joy part of it. It's the bit where I get the most reward. So, like, I think early on in my career, I kind of, you know, I realized that I'm just like every other blonde country music singer. And so I needed to do something to sort of, in a way, give my music the best chance to be heard. And when I started building my community, I just was like, wow, this is the most amazing thing that I've stumbled upon, because I'm meeting real people. You know, every Sunday I do a face-to-face Zoom with my Kate's mates. They name themselves, by the way. And we do a Zoom, and every week they show up and they tell me about their week, and we get to hang out face-to-face, which over COVID, I think, you know, I was lacking that human interaction, because when you do lives, you're just sort of looking at yourself and talking to the abyss. But in the Zooms, it's really kind of hands-on. And in my group, it's really rewarding. I'm very, very lucky to have the support that I have.
And something that we've all done as people, I'm sure most of us anyway, is drunk dial.
I mean, I definitely have.
I probably have. I'm sure of it too. Drunk texting is probably the other thing too. That's more of the thing.
Yeah. It all falls under the umbrella. The drunk dialing, drunk texting, drunk Snapchatting, drunk Facebook Lives. I've done a few of those.
Oh, no. That can't be good.
Oh, it's all in good fun. That's the new song. It's kind of, I wrote it with Matt Scullion, and we just wanted something fun. And I can't believe it's my first drinking song. I used to use whiskey in songs all the time with my English band, Southern Junction, and I tried to remove myself so far away from it, but I just love it. Like, so yeah, this song's about having a few drinks, and maybe you end up texting that person that maybe you probably shouldn't, but, it's just a bit of fun.
It is a bit of fun. It's all funny games until someone gets hurt.
Yeah, until you wake up in the morning and you got to check your call log and you're like, oh my God, what did I do at 3 a.m.? Oh, crap.
I always hate something I used to do years and years, like send messages to people. And then I had this like stupid habit of deleting those. So all of a sudden, I'd get another one the next day and I thought, this is
and
like
you wouldn't know.
Like, what about, what the hell?
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Us past Luke.
Oh,
current
look,
Luke
drunk,
has no idea.
Drunk Luke is not friends with sober Luke, that's for sure.
we're kind of enforced, we're kind of, like, you ever seen The Odd Couple? That's basically it.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys have definitely had a falling out. He's setting you up for something massive.
He tells me to do things I shouldn't do.
And then deletes
them. That's like, yeah, that was a while ago now. Well, we're going to play the song now because you said we could, so we're going to do it.
Yep.
You can't take that back. No backsies.
You can have it. It's yours. I'm throwing it at you. Catch.
In a way, I feel like I'm called out again in this song, but that's another story entirely. So we're going to play the song. It is out on the 12th of March, so you can pre-order it now, though. Hopefully, we'll catch up again soon.
Yes, thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoy the song.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.